Iris, hey, did you sleep at all last night, or were you also refreshing Tesla press releases?
I saw it. July 21st, one day before earnings.
Right, okay. So for anyone who missed it, Tesla just launched robo-taxi service in Orlando and Tampa, July 21st, and the Q2 earnings call is July 22nd, like literally the next morning. And the number that won't leave my head is... wait, there are actually three numbers that won't leave my head. 480,126 vehicle deliveries, which is a record, roughly 25% up year over year. But simultaneously, analysts are forecasting $3.3 billion in negative free cash flow for Q2. That's Tesla's first quarterly cash burn in more than 2 years. How do those two facts live in the same quarter?
They don't, frankly. That's the episode.
I mean, Elon Musk has been calling Tesla a physical AI company, right? Optimus on one side, robo-taxi on the other, and the vehicle business is sort of, I don't know, it's becoming almost a funding vehicle for the AI bet, except the funding vehicle is burning cash now.
The fleet running in Orlando and Tampa right now, it's Model Y vehicles on the full self-driving stack, not Cybercab. That's the detail that matters for the unit economics question.
Wait, so the purpose-built robo-taxi, Cybercab, which started volume production at Gigafactory Texas in April, that's not actually what riders are getting in yet?
Not yet. So the real question is whether the earnings eve timing is operational readiness or narrative management. That's what we're trying to work out.
This wasn't a surprise launch. Tampa and Orlando, Tesla flagged those as H1 2026 targets on the Q4 2025 earnings call. So they had months to pick any date, and they picked July 21st.
That's the point. It's like a restaurant timing its soft opening to a critic's visit. You control the narrative window. Tesla controls the window.
But can't that just mean they hit their own targets? Like, they said H1, they delivered H1. Maybe that's just execution?
Check the pattern. Dallas and Houston launched 4 days before Q1. Miami launched July 3rd, 18 days before Q2. Orlando and Tampa, one day before. Andrew J. Hawkins at The Verge named it explicitly. This isn't two data points, it's a cadence.
Huh. So every single earnings window. Wait, there's a city ribbon cutting in the days just before. That's okay. That is a very specific pattern.
Seven cities now. Austin, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Orlando, Tampa. The headline reads expansion, but Austin has been running since June 2025, and the fleet is reportedly still at 17 cars. So the actual new information isn't the city count. It's whether utilization scales inside any of them.
But the part that doesn't fit is, why wouldn't regulatory friction hit Orlando the same way it hit Austin? Like, I mean, actually, no, wait, maybe it does, and we just won't see the Orlando fleet size until 3 months after the announcement?
Exactly the gap. New city on the map before Q2. Fleet depth not disclosed. That's what the headline is selling, versus what's actually knowable right now.
But that's the take that's getting passed around right now. Seven cities in a year, Tesla's robo-taxi program is real momentum. And I keep reading it and thinking, wait, no. Seven cities means nothing if city one is still at 17 cars after more than a year. Austin launched June 2025. We're sitting here in mid-2026. 17 cars. That's not a fleet. That's a pilot that never graduated.
Couldn't that just be supply? Cybercab only started volume production at Gigafactory Texas in April 2026.
And it's not wrong, but here's what breaks it. Orlando and Tampa launched on July 21st. So what are those riders getting? Model Y vehicles on the full self-driving stack. Same thin setup as Austin. City count goes up, the actual product doesn't change.
City count is the metric Tesla is publicizing. Fleet depth and utilization, not disclosed.
And imagine a Tampa retiree who reads the launch announcement, opens the Tesla app, searches within 10 miles, and finds zero available cars. That's what launch means right now. The announcement is real. The service is, I don't know what to call it.
And Musk predicted robo-taxis would serve half the U.S. population by end of 2025. That's the accountability anchor here.
Half the U.S. population by end of 2025? And the most voted retail investor question ahead of Q2 earnings was literally asking what is preventing Tesla from meeting its own near-term goals. That's not Wall Street. That's the people who bought the story asking why the story isn't happening.
No, I don't buy that retail is confused. I think retail knows. The question is what they're tolerating and why.
Wait, that's the thing the earnings call tomorrow has to answer. Whether $25 billion in annual capex on robo-taxi and Optimus is foundation building or just sunk cost. And whether Wall Street accepts the physical AI rebrand without a single hard utilization number to hang it on. That's the part that gets ugly fast.
And that's what makes tomorrow ugly. If the earnings call confirms $25 billion in annual capex still funds pilots rather than revenue-generating fleets, that autonomous ride-hailing premium in the stock gets repriced, not gradually, structurally.
$25 billion annually? That's the same neighborhood as what Meta is burning on AI infrastructure, what Microsoft committed to with the OpenAI build-out, Apple doing whatever Apple is cooking. So this isn't just Tesla's credibility test. All four of them are reporting in the same earnings season?
Same window, same question, different story, same math.
But Tesla's version is harder to defend because Meta can point to ad revenue responding to AI investment. Tesla has to point at Optimus, which isn't shipping at scale, and a robo-taxi fleet that's actually, it's 17 cars in Austin after 13 months. What's the metric that makes $25 billion feel earned?
That's the exact question. 9 of the top 10 most voted investor relations questions ahead of earnings centered on AI spending payoff. Not margins, not deliveries, AI spending.
9 out of 10.
Which means management walks in tomorrow knowing the audience. They can present new operational metrics, rides per day, revenue per mile, utilization rates, or they can announce city number 8. One of those closes the credibility gap. The other widens it.
And then there's the SpaceX merger speculation sitting on top of all of this, which is, why is that even circulating right now? Because it implies investors think the standalone Tesla AI story might not hold on its own. That's a really uncomfortable signal the day before earnings.
Fragile confidence in the standalone roadmap. That's what SpaceX merger speculation is. Watch for whether Musk addresses it directly or doesn't. The silence will be the answer.
I don't have an answer for when the identity actually flipped. Tesla delivering 480,126 vehicles in a quarter, record numbers, that's still an automaker story. But the stock is priced on autonomous ride hailing. Those two things can coexist for a while, except, how long? At what point did Wall Street stop paying for the car business and start paying only for the bet?
And if the answer is that it already happened, the bet already ate the automaker, then the $3.3 billion cash burn isn't a temporary investment posture. It's the permanent condition. That's the question tomorrow doesn't actually resolve.
Yeah, no resolution on that one.
Austin's still at 17 cars. We'll see what number they give us tomorrow, or whether they give us a number at all.
Yeah. Thanks for working through this with me.